Log Talk Radio. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Bernard. Thank you, Carl. Thank you, Andrea, for joining in. Thank you, Sweet Pea. Thank you, Bon Bon, for joining me. Glory to your name, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you all for taking the time out to listen to that with me. But I won't get a chance to hear Sinise sing again, nor will my family. This has been a trying year for us, but no matter what, we're going to trust God. We've got to trust God, because through all things, we know that God sees us, God heals us, God delivers us, God brings us through. We just thank God for everything that He's doing, has done, and going to do. We're just asking God to cover our family. Like I said, it's been a hard day for me. We lost George Lee Thomas today. We had lost a mom the early part of the year, January. Then we lost Kathy in April. And we also lost Eric, one of Joy's uncles, her dad's brother, in May. So this has been a trying year for us. But at the same time, we was all raised to trust God no matter what. So what I've been doing all day is asking God to just, really, I didn't want to cry. But my heart is heavy. But at the same time, my heart is joyful, because one thing I do know is joy knew God. Joy, that is joy to promise. Knew God, and she praised God, she worshiped God, she lived for God. She lived to spread His word. She lived to teach His word. She lived by His word. And that's how we were brought up. I would like to thank everybody that tuned in on tonight. Keep our family, and like I say, Joy's family in prayer. Joy has three children, Mia, and Sandra, and Jaden. He also has four brothers, Freddie, Troy, Monty, and Antoine. And we don't want to forget about Pastor Troy Thomas, Prophet Antoine Thomas, and her brother, Freddie, and Monty Thomas. We don't want to forget about her auntie, Linda Handy, and Deborah Mack. We don't want to forget about none of our family members that we have that's on this line. My sisters and myself, along with Joy's mom and Joy's auntie, Carol, Linda, and Deborah, we were always like sisters. So I remember Joy as like a niece to me, the way we were raised. I remember her asking my mom when she was a little girl to be her grandma, because she had lost her grandmother, which was my mom's sister. And just the way we were raised, it's kind of hard to explain, but we know what I mean. We know what I'm talking about. When you're family and you're close family, we went to the same family church. We joined Joy's mother and father's church. We just remained family members. I was asking God today
God, how can I encourage my family as well as myself? And I was just looking through God's word, and I kept hearing God say, well, for myself, I'm not your thought. Neither are my ways your ways, but the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. That's in Isaiah. That is the, I don't want to get it wrong because I'm a little bent out of shape. 55, 8 and 9. Even though I'm bent out of shape, God's word is still God's word. Ain't that right? I also went over to Psalm 23. You know, I'm sure we all know Psalm 23, but I kind of looked at verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff comfort me. And once I got through reading that, thank you, Shamika, for joining in. God, took me on over to Psalm 34 and 18. The Lord is high unto them that are of a broken heart and faith is such as to be of a contrite spirit. So I'm asking God to just heal my family. Keep us right now, God. Just keep us covered in your blood because we are just, we're going through. You know, we're going through a situation where we've been at before. Excuse me, people. But at the same time, we know that with God, all things is possible. You know, I used to remember Lisa used to say that all the time, all things are possible with Christ Jesus. That's with me. I also was reading in Revelations in the 14th chapter, the 13th verse. It said, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Ye said of the Spirit, that ye may rest from their labor and their works do follow them. So her works is going to follow her. So we could take comfort in that. We could take comfort in that. You know, because I've been saying for the last several months, that's right, Linda, this word is a bomb that's here. Yeah. So true. I'm sorry to be stumbling over words because I don't want to say something that might not come out right. I don't want to say something that's going to be looked at like what she's saying. I just want to say that we trust God. We trust God with everything. I've been saying for quite a while, I trust God. I have to learn to trust God even when my heart is broken. I have to learn how to trust God even when I don't understand. I have to learn how to trust God that his ways are not my ways. Whatever he says, I have to accept it. Whatever God does, he allows, I have to accept it. Who am I to question his will, his way? Who am I? You know, our foundational scripture for our program is called Matthew 6 and 33. I said it's called Matthew 6 and 33 because if you go to it, and I have it right here in front of me, if you have your book, your weapon, your sword, whatever it is that you want to call it, if you have it with you, turn to it and read it with me. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. In other words, the things like understanding, trying to understand God's will, we won't. Understanding God's way, we won't. Understanding why, we won't. We will understand that we have no power over God, but we have power through God. And if we allow God to do what he would do in our lives once we surrender and let him be God, we can accept what God has done because we know we were all born for a set time. You know, God has given us all a choice. Nadine, thank you for joining in. And for me and my house, you don't have to say your street, but you can just call it out. For me and my address, 8934, we will serve the Lord. For me and my house, good evening, Diamond, we will keep God first. For me and my house, we have made God our chief. We have made God our Savior. We have made God our all in all. That even if I don't agree with it at this time, it's all up to God, what he says. Thank you for joining in. Because when you lose someone that you love dearly, the first thing you want to know is why. And all I can say is, God, comfort my heart, comfort my family's heart, comfort us to just keep us in a place that we know that we have to trust you through this. We have to trust you right now. We can't just get upset, get bent over, get bent out of shape, and just try to use it as an excuse, because there's no excuse. God said that we were all measured, given a measure of faith. He said that we were all given a set time. Nobody could tell me what my time is, just not like nobody could tell you what your time is, but what we do with our time. Are we going to apply that to doing God's will, or are we going to apply that to doing our will? Are we going to apply that to letting God lead and guide us? Are we going to apply the time that God has given us where we're going to be a fool all our life? You know, we know that we were born into sin. We know that we have history. We have a past. But we need to also know we have a purpose. Seem to want to understand, I still know that I have to trust God. I just want you all to know that a lot of times things ain't going to go the way we want them to go. You know, but we still have to hold on to God's unchanging hand. We still have to know that God is our answer. God is our all in all. We have a way. And that's with us acknowledging, accepting, repenting, and letting God know that I have time for you, Lord. I make time for you, Lord. And if I haven't been doing it, God, I'm willing. I'm teachable, God. Take time with God. Every morning I wake up, I give God the praise. I take time out for my devotional time with God, where I talk to God, where I'm getting dressed, I'm talking to God, I'm praying and I'm worshiping, I'm giving God everything that I got in me. Juan, thank you for joining in. I pray for my family. I pray with my family. I pray and I will praise and I worship God that my family may hear me. And if they want to join in, it's okay. I appreciate it. I would love for them to join in. Thank you, Toya, for joining in. I just want to say, when you come from a family like mine, and I come from a family in the old days, they called our parents holy rollers. And I remember, I don't too much talk about it with my cousins and us sisters of much, but I remember growing up, I called myself being embarrassed because My mom didn't wear makeup, and she wore a long skirt, and she was a big woman like me, and she was sanctified. I thought I wanted people to not know that. I say I thought I wanted people to not know that. But then when I started going around to friends' house, you know, the friends our moms and dads tell us they don't want us around, but we find a way to get over there. And I started seeing how their mothers were and the way they were living. I began to cry at a young age and tell God to forgive me. Because when I looked at what I had compared to what my friends had, I came home to a house with parents in it, and they had a job, and we had a roof over our head. We didn't live in an apartment. You know, I'm not saying nothing was wrong with it, but I'm just telling you what I had. You know, and I had a parent that loved me, and I come from a family where our parents taught us the greatest lesson they could teach us and gave us the greatest gift they could give us, and that was the love of Christ. And I had family members that was living in housing projects and stuff like that, but guess what? They had a mother and a father when they came home. They had food on their tables. We had coats and we had shoes, and, you know, it's just, we was blessed and didn't even know we were blessed. Even though the society told us we were poor, we didn't know we were poor. We really did. Because the things we had and how our family stuck together, if one needed, the family got together and got it for them. They saw, excuse me, the need of their siblings or family members having. It wasn't where they were so at my stuff like we are today. They wasn't like my stuff. It's all about my stuff. Don't touch my stuff. Don't ask for my stuff. Don't get in my stuff. Don't what? They wouldn't like that. If, you know, my family would always tease us that my mom may not give you money, but she sure always had a chicken dinner for you. Because one thing my mom said, if I didn't have money for you, I made sure you didn't leave here broke and hungry. So when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Now, don't get me wrong. I had friends that wasn't raised up like that. They had moms and dads, or they had moms and dads, somebody in their house, but they provided for them. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying anything was wrong with that, but I'm telling you about me. I'm telling you what I had, okay? Dana, thank you for joining in. So if anybody's getting offended, I don't want to offend anybody. But see, I'm telling you about me. That's why I always say when I talk about something, I talk about me. So I'm just telling you how I appreciated what I have and what I had. When my niece, I call her my niece, but she's my cousin, Joy, the one we lost today, when she was a little girl, her mom used to say how she used to always ask her dad before she went to bed, Dad, can I have some water? He'd say, no, go to bed. Dad, can I go to the bathroom? He'd say, no, go to bed. So she told us one time when she was a little girl how she was in her room singing, no water, no water, go to bed, go to bed. And that just tickled us so. And I said that to say, we were a family that laughed together. We were a family that ate together. We were a family that prayed together. When we would have family dinners, I could laugh because I was younger than everybody else, me and my sister Cecilia. And when they would have family dinners, the older siblings would try to get in and get out the house. Carmella and Linda and Trish, y'all would, and Toya, y'all can agree to this, testify to this. They would try to get out the house, but the Holy Spirit would be working so that they would have a prayer meeting before you leave. So if you didn't get out the house in time, you got caught up in a prayer meeting. So whenever they had a dinner, it was always a setup. The Holy Ghost was always setting you up to get saved, to get prayed for. And even if the ones that didn't want to get saved, they still got prayed for. We used to go to a church. I don't care if we hung out all night. We was grown. I don't care if we hung out all night and just got in the house. Sunday came, you was going to church. I really don't care if you didn't even live in the house no more. You, Trish, you and Carmella, no, I ain't telling no story. You was going to church. If you didn't get up there, come by, pick you up, and wait for you, and then rush you because you're going to make them late. And no, we didn't go to church for a little while. Yes, we went to that all-day church. I told you, we were holy rollers. But when we think back now over what we had, I bet you if you ask any one of us, if we would change something, we would tell you, no, I wouldn't change a thing. Because one thing I do know, how we hung out, how we went out, thank you, Tony, for joining in, our parents prayed for us. We were covered with the blood of Jesus. We were taught that no matter what you do, don't be ashamed of God. Don't be disowning God, because we were taught that if you disown him before your friends and everybody, God would disown you before his Father. We were taught those things. We were taught that there was nothing better than the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And today I can say, even though my heart is heavy and I can even say it's broken, that I know that joy is up in heaven right now, singing and dancing, worshiping and praising, and getting her dance on. So my cousin Tremaine, we call her Tree, put on Facebook today, I can't believe you've gone and got your wings already. She was younger than us, but she already has her wings. And I'm saying that to say I'm striving for my wings. And I don't mean like what they have on TV where you put the little hot sauce or whatever that is on your food and they give you wings and you fly out. If you notice, that's animation. I'm waiting for my wings. Thank you, Apostle Dana, for tuning in. I'm living for the Lord. I'm asking God to bless me. I'm asking God to make sure that when he have me before him, he say, my good and faithful servant. That's what I want to hear. I don't want to hear, you didn't do what I told you to do. You didn't do what you was appointed to do. I want God to bless me here on earth, but I want to make sure that when I leave here, I'm going to be blessed. I want to do what God has told me to do. You know, I have people that look at me funny and stuff like that. But see, I go back to my past. I am a victim of a stroke. I have a scar here. It's a lifetime. That's how long it is. Yeah. For a carotid stroke. I have a scar here. It's a lifeline for pacemaker defibrillator. I thank God because I could have been dead back in 2006, but God said not yet. Then when this thing didn't act right, it was 2010, which they told me it was supposed to last for a much longer time. It didn't. I could have been dead, but God said not so. I was riding on my motorcycle on Expressway 94 with my son on the back when I had this stroke. I could have been dead, and him too, but God said not so. So I just want to say to you all, thank you, Harry, for joining in. If you don't know God, you need to know God. You know, I'm not saying that I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to challenge your beliefs. No, I'm not. But I'm going to say for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I'm going to say that I know that I was told by Pastor Troy Thomas, we're going to be surprised at who's going to be in heaven. We're going to be surprised at some Muslims up there and some Baptists and some just who's going to be in heaven. We're going to be surprised. Because, see, We're trying to judge people by what we think. When I read to you earlier, God said, my ways are not your ways. That's right, Trish. Get to know him for yourself. God says he knows the heart. You know, people say all the time, I used to say, well, God knows my heart. But then I messed around and read something for myself. He said there's no good thing that dwelleth in the heart of man. I read it. Even though it was in the NIV, I read it. So when you know that God knows there's no good thing in man's heart, you know it for yourself, because when somebody makes you mad, you don't sit back and say, oh, I should just bless them with the love of the Lord. You say, I'm going to bless them, but you say something else. I know, because I said it once or twice, but I thank God for being saved, and I thank God for deliverance. When you get to the understanding that we all need Christ, we all need to, you know that God is our God, and God has sent his son to die for us, and God has given us a chance to repent, when God has given us a chance to turn it around, we know that we should open that door. We first hear God knock. You know, some of us get another chance, or another chance, and another chance, and some of us don't. But at this point in time, and when I repented some years ago, I did not want to take the chance no more, because I said after these 3-4 devastating things that just happened in my life since 2006, I don't have time to play no more. I have to pray some more. I don't have time to act like I'm saved. I have to act right and be saved. I don't have time to say I'm going to get delivered. I'm praying and seeking God for deliverance. I just read to you Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I'm looking for God to do the add unto me. I'm looking for God to take out this heart that I have, and I'm asking God to give me his heart. I'm asking God to teach me how to love what he loves. Teach me how to hate what he hates. I'm asking God to teach me how to shut up when I need to. I'm asking God to teach me how to speak up when he tells me to. You know, I once said, God, if you tell me, I'll say it. God, if you tell me, I'll go. I want to be true to what I told God, because out of all the things that we cannot take back, God said his word will not come back void. So if his word won't come back void, don't you know I have to be accountable for my word? It can't come back void to God. So I'm saying to God is that, God, just in this year, I know 4 people very close to me I lost. But I lost a total of 7 people that I know. God, I'm just asking you to make sure I have every avenue. And when I say God, make sure, because see, I've been praying, Lord, that teach me how to hear your voice and your voice only. I want to be able to say, God, I not only heard you, but I did it. God, I not only felt you, but I pursued it. I want to be saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost and set free. I don't really care what people think about me. I'm not going to say no more, because I never did. You can think whatever you want about me, but think this: I want to be saved. She said she want to be saved. What's being saved? Get into a church, get into the Word of God, and find out for yourself. I'm not going to tell you what being saved is, because my praise may not be your praise. You know how when we was growing up, they said, those people said, we don't shout like them, so we ain't saved. So if they're a duck, they want you to be a duck. I don't want to be a duck. I don't want to quack, quack, quack around here. God may have called me to be a race car. God may have called me to be a piano. what God called me to be, that's what I want to be. So whatever God has given you to do, the word of God, so whatever your hand is trying to do, do it. That's it, Carmella, amen. Whatever your hand is trying to do, do it. So if your hands find, you find that your hands told you to do the cleanup ministry, do the cleanup ministry. Everybody trying to run to the pulpit, but that ain't what God sent you. Don't be like Aaron's son and send up some false and unfamiliar, unknown incense, some unknown sacrifice. Don't do that because you'll find yourself dead like them. Get before God and ask God what he has on your plate, what he's serving you, what he's having you to put out. Thank you, Jamila, for joining in. Get before God and say, okay, God, I don't even know what you want me to do. That's like with this ministry on Friday night. I don't know what God wants me to do with it. I don't know how God wants me to do it. But each time before I come on, I say, God, let what I say be from you. You know, I don't want to be like Saturday Night Live. I'm going with a skit. No, I don't want to do that. What you say, Henry? Excuse my hair, y'all. There's a lot of work to do in the vineyard, but the labels are few. Yes, that's true. What they say, many are called, but few are chosen. The labels are few. And it, some people say it's embarrassing. You know, God said, I must be a fool because, see, the deal is, how could I hate my brother that I see every day, but I say I love the Lord who I've never seen? You know, a lot of times people say, girl, you must be crazy to want to be saved. No, you must be, I say you must be a fool to want to be lost. I don't want to continue to live the life I was living before because I don't want to be in hell on earth and then when it's my time, I don't want to die and go to hell. I was laughing and joking and teasing this summer. I said, it's so hot out here this summer. Them 90 degrees and a couple of hundred. I couldn't take that heat. Now, if I couldn't take that heat, you know I can't go to hell. And I'm not trying to go to heaven just for the air conditioning. That's one of the props. Because he said golden road, pearly gates, and we all know that gold and pearls got a little coolness to them. If you ever touch the real ones, they got a little coolness to it. I want to be glorifying God. I want to be worshiping God. You know, a lot of times people think when you get saved, oh, you can't laugh no more. Happy is a man. I'm saved, but I still laugh and talk. I just have to watch how I tell my jokes now. You know, I have to watch the way I put it. You know, I have to watch the way I say it because, like I said earlier, I don't want to offend nobody. I really don't. You know, but sometimes people will say things and do things to offend you. That's why I'm asking God to teach me how to shut up ministry where I may have to just laugh it off. But, you know, we're human. Yeah, we have a quick lip, a quick tongue, but I'm asking God to tame it. I'm asking God to take what he has in me and take it from over here and put it over here where he can use it. You know, like when I used to be out in the world, I used to go dancing. I didn't just dance in the world. I danced because I loved it. I danced. So now I'm dancing with and for the Lord. So I remember I always wanted to sing. I always wanted to be in a choir. I remember a couple of times they gave me songs to lead, but I was too scared that they were going to say I couldn't sing and stuff like that. But I thank God for coming from a talented family. I remember as a little girl going downtown with my cousin Linda Handy, Evangelist Missionary Linda Handy, when she would go for her piano lessons. And I would sit out in the little waiting room, and she would say, "Renee, Ren, sit down, be still, don't do nothing." I knew that I had to be still and don't do nothing, or she wouldn't bring me back. And I would just sit out there and just act like I was playing the piano. But Linda was learning the piano lesson. I remember when I was in high school, I used to go with my sister Cecilia, Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser. She sung opera. And we was in high school, and she was chosen to sing with the Chicago High School Junior Choir. I don't even know what their name was. But because she wanted to go, and our parents was like, if you go somewhere, I had to go with her. If I go somewhere, she had to go with me. And this was very important with her, for her. She had to be there at 7 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, I heard me say 7 o'clock in the morning. But I love my sister Cecilia. We're very, very close. I would go with her to her practice, her rehearsal. And even though I did not like opera, I would have the nerve to fall asleep in the the audience out there where they would sit at. I would fall asleep in the bleachers up in, I would be sit up high and look down at them until they would sing this one song, Mommy Buy Me Chocolate, Mommy Buy Me Some Lemonade. I don't know why I love that song. Hey, Party, thank you for joining in. Thanks for praying for us. I thank God for the different people he put in our lives. I thank God for the Dickens singers that was a part of our family. When I think about all that God has done for me, and I think about how me and my sister Cecilia used to go out and they would go to shooting in the club, and people would get shot on the side of us, behind us, in between us, and we would look and be like, oh, and just go back to dancing. Because we didn't know. We were just young, dumb, and just didn't know no better. But one thing we did know, that we had parents praying for us. And I know y'all probably said I talk about a lot of different things tonight, but I just want to show you why I'm sad that I lost joy on today, that the family has lost joy on today. But at the same time, we know that joy is going to heaven. We know that joy has been blessed. We know that God has been a God of salvation, a God of healing. Joy, we don't have to worry about her having no more seizures. We don't have to worry about her being, you know, in a situation. We don't have to worry about Joy no more, because Joy is now present with the Lord. You know, she's absent in the body, but she's present with the Lord. And I thank God for that, to know and not wonder. You know, so what I want to do right now is I'm going to just ask anybody on Blog Talk if they have anything to say. Anybody on Facebook if they would like to type in anything that to reply to, because, like I say, this has been a hard day. This really has been the 9 months of this year has been a total on us. But I thank God that everybody that I love that passed away know God. They were saved. They know God. They live for God. They preach God's word. That they told everybody that Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior. I thank God for that. And I know one thing, they ain't trying to come back in. No, they ain't. So at this time, if anybody have anything to say, could you share with us at this time? On Facebook as well. Let me put my eyeballs back on. Comb, push my hair down.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. I just want to say thanks to you. Each and every one of you just listening on Blog Talk, Facebook. But all I have to say is, Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, because I know joy is having a singing, dancing, joyful time. It's like there is one woman, another woman in our family, that when she opened her mouth, you felt her blessing. You felt her anointing. You knew that she was all about God. The woman, she was just, I say she was magnificent. She was wonderful. And the thing is, she can sing and she can talk, but one thing, you knew she was blessed. I just want to say, Lord, I thank you for blessing me into this family and blessing my family and to bless my surroundings. because I know as you say each and every second of this day, I know I am blessed and covered by the grace of God. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for those words, Minister Sheila. Is there anyone else that has anything to say? Thank you, Kevin, for joining in. Thank you for praying for us. Kevin Walker, one of my NC buddies. I've seen him quite a while, but I thank you for joining in. You all share this video with somebody may see it in the archives later on. Is there anyone else that has something to say? Okay, well, we're going to thank you all for joining in on tonight. Thank you all for being a part of me just telling you about the goodness of the Lord and telling you about my family member, Joy Tremise Thomas, letting you know that the Thomas family and Joy's children are in need of your prayers, in need of you holding them up, as well as Evangelist Linda Handy and Deborah Mack. We're asking you to pray for the Mack family as well, the Gibson, the Kaisers. Thank you, Apostle Malone, for praying. The Kendricks, the Fairs, the Smiths, the Seaberries. I don't want to leave anybody out. Even our Wilson family, we want to thank you all. The Dickens, we want to thank you all for just praying for us. Thank you, Vicki, for joining in. Because when you lose a loved one, I don't even know how to say it, but I'm just speechless on so much that I'm feeling on today. But to know that they know the Lord and they live a saved life, we want to just say thank you, God, for that. We want to ask you all to even pray for New Covenant. Pastor Hannah was Lisa's pastor. Just pray for New Covenant. She was part of the praise team. I just want to just say to her, in her spirit, that awesome. Lisa, we loved you and we thank you for allowing God to give you a gift and for you to use it to bless the people, to break our strongholds, to just teach us how to go into worship and worship God in spirit of truth. Teach us how to want to worship God. Because it's one thing to have a gift, but it's another to use your gift for the honor of God, the glory of God, the worshiping of God. I would like to say to our family, just hold on. Trust God. My cousin, Tina Kendrick, she called me on yesterday and said, Renee, we got to get together. I'm tired of getting together with the family due to a funeral. She said, we got to get together. So I'm saying to my family, we have to hold one another up in prayer. I didn't make it to the family reunion this year. We got to pray for each other for real. Apostle Sandy Thomas called us to pray on purpose. Let's pray on purpose for one another. Let's not put our mouth on each other, but let's pray for one another. I thank my Seabury family from Milwaukee for tuning in. I just thank them for just taking the time out to listen. I want you all to know we're praying for you all, too. We know that you all had a family member to have some situations there. And we're praying and we're thanking God that the bullets did not hit nothing vital, that he will be okay. We're going to pray and ask God to even bless his eye because his hand and leg and everything else is coming around. He had him on Facebook today walking around. We just want you all to know that when you come from the lineage of the Seabury, there's something special about you. And we just have to keep that legacy, that bloodline that covers us, regardless what our names have become, and regardless of which way we're going. What I mean by that is, if we're going with carrying our husband's name or hyphen our maiden name, husband's name, we're just asking God to just bless us. Don't forget to take time out every day for devotion hours. Take time out every day to talk with God, to pray with God, to pray to God. Take time out to listen for God's answer. Call out your address. Again, mine is 8934, and I'm asking God to cover it with the blood from the front door to the back door, from the front door to the garage, from side to side. I'm asking God to cover it from the roof to the basement. I'm asking him to cover the pipes, the electricity. I'm just asking God to cover everything that has to deal with within and outside of my 8934. Just call on God. Trust God. But when you call on him, listen for his instructions and follow them. No, he is our Father God. He's not our sugar daddy. We know he's sweet, but we can't treat him as though he's a sweet daddy. Get to know God for yourself. Love him, trust him, and just hold on to his unchanging hand. So I just want to say to you all, we're going to say amen to the service. We're going to say, God, we thank you for this covenant. We trust you, God. Amen. All right, everybody. Don't forget, on Monday night, let me take that back a step. Don't forget, on Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have Let's Talk with Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser, along with Minister Brandon Kaiser. Amen, Carmella. And they will be on Blog Talk with Let's Talk. Follow our posting, Cecilia Kaiser. Yes, Lord Cecilia. Servant Troy Antoine. I'm sorry, Servant Troy Thomas. Antoine Thomas. Follow our posting. Smile3E. Follow our posting. Well, don't forget, on Monday nights, we are here. I'm your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser. We're your hosts on Monday nights with Smile3E Blog Talk and Shining Iron. That is from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are here on Monday night. We want you to know that we love the Lord. We love him with all our heart. Thank you, Elizabeth, for joining in and just spending time with us. I remember my cousin Elizabeth, she lives in Milwaukee now. We used to call her Bessie, and my mom loved her niece. My mom taught us how to love, that no matter what it was with our family, my mom was going to come through to see about you. And if she could bless you, she would bless you. My mom taught us that she had enough love in her for everybody, including us. And that's what I'm saying to my family and to my friends that was online tonight. Thank you for tuning in again. We have to learn how to love each other. Apostle Sandy Thomas taught us to love the hell out of people. We got a lot of things going on in our different cities. But one thing we are not applying is love. We can sit back. We can notice and say, oh, the police need to do this. People, it's in the Word. I think it's 2 Chronicles 7:14. It's my people who are called by my name. Yeah, we got to learn how to humble ourselves and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways. We got to learn how to do that. And then God is going to hear, and he'll heal our land. We got to learn how to go back to trusting God and depending on God for everything concerning our faith, our family, our lives, our neighborhood, our jobs, our finances, everything, because We are entering a time that is dangerous out here not to know the Lord. And y'all better believe that. Y'all better know that. You can't keep doing the same thing all the time, because the Word of God says there's an appointed time. And you better know what time you're in. And you better get before God and ask Him, God, what is it that you would have me to do? Don't be ashamed. Don't be scared. And don't worry about what people think about you. Because you know what? Whether you do it or not, people are going to think about you any kind of way they want. But I'm saying, think about this. I want to be saved. I love you all with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. Amen. Good night, everyone. Uh-oh, I almost forgot. Thank you, Lord, for reminding me. I mark our scripture that we live by, Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I mentioned it several times tonight, but keep that on your heart. If you don't remember nothing else, remember Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Okay, now it's good night. My fourth one. Bye-bye.